Hey, what's up, peeps? Doug here from Dizzy Doug TV. Today is Friday, July 24th, 2009. And in today's audio boo, I want to talk a little bit about Mobile Navigator that is available for the iPhone on the App Store from Navigon. Now, most of you by now, I'm sure, are aware that I purchased the application yesterday. And it's been about 24 hours, and I would be seriously remiss if I didn't tell you that within the first 10 minutes of playing with the application, I felt like it was lacking. For the last month, close to a month or so, I've been playing with AT&T Navigator, and my main issue with AT&T Navigator is the maps aren't local, and without having local maps, you have to be connected to the cell service to receive your GPS guidance. And one of the reasons that I picked up Mobile Navigator was because that the maps were local on your phone, and I assumed that I would be able to route directions without connecting to the cell network, which is what the application tells you on its page. It tells you that NavTech can be used without an internet connection, which is an enormous benefit abroad, for example, as no extra fees are incurred. In my testing, the only thing that you can do on this application when you do not have cell signal is a simulation of your route. And to me, that is, I don't know if you want to qualify that as false advertisement or what, but at this point, there's a lot that I like about the application, but unfortunately for me, the things that are really bad, considering, you know, you buy this app, you pay $69.99 for an application because you want to have local maps. You're afraid that you're going to lose cell service with AT&T. You can still get your GPS guidance, and that is actually absolutely false. It's real hard to go buy a simulation of the route because the simulation doesn't happen in real time. So at this point, I am seriously debating whether or not to contact Apple and attempt to get my money refunded, or if I'm going to be patient and give them time for a free update that they also mention on the App Store page. The free update, as they quote, free update includes the following features will be available soon. Navigon's route planning feature, additional POIs, additional map views. And that's another thing. When you're looking at your route, you cannot go into a turn-by-turn view of your map like you can with AT&T Navigator. So I'm going to continue playing with this. I just wanted to put this information out real quick, and I hope to have my full review done by this weekend. So for all of us here at Dizzy Doug TV, take care, keep it real, and don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later.